sharpening his silver hook tip on the wall. Ragabol lounged in the gatehouse doorway. Bright summer morn had done nothing to ease his foul mood. Dreams of the big striped dog had begun haunting him afresh. Plus, he was still smarting from the previous night's shameful defeat. Striving to put thoughts of the badger from his mind, he took out his mean temper on every crew rat in sight, snarling menacingly at them.
Belay there, Werger! Ain't there any victuals left? Where's me breakfast? Oi, you there! Stop scraping mud off yourself and grubbing at your eyes like some snotty little whelp! Go and get some victuals for your captain, sharpish!
All four of the sea rats, not knowing exactly whom the glaring captain was addressing, ran off to do his bidding. They chorused as they tugged their ears in salute. Ragabol turned his spleen upon the one called Rogin, who was sitting on the gatehouse wall steps, poulticing a swollen eye.
Quit dabbing at your lamp. You've still got a good one left. I never got no breakfast because Blowfly let me servants escape. They're the beasts who should be doing the cooking. Get yourself off the Blowfly and Glimbo. I want to see you all back here by noon with the runaways in tow. Because if when you ain't, I'll let the living daylights into the lot of yous with this hook. Go on, get out of my sight, you laggard.
The next to come in for a tongue-lashing was the one called Ringe, who happened to stray within earshot.
Stand by the big gate there, Ringe, you useless mess of offal. Keep a weather eye out for Rogin and the others coming back. Report to me the moment you spot 'em.
The Sirac captain stalked back into the gatehouse, slamming the door so hard that its hinges rattled. He slumped into old Fred's armchair, trying to banish thoughts of the badger and concentrate instead on his plans to conquer the abbey. Morning rolled on into the summer noon. The crew danced attention upon their captain, but he barely glanced at the food they brought. Instead, he ordered them to bring him volumes and scrolls from the shelves. Bol rifled through them, searching vainly for some clues, a reference, or a sketch perhaps, anything that would help him gain access to the abbey building. After a while, he tired of this pursuit and banished the crew rats from the gatehouse. Scattering volumes and parchments over the floor, the sea rat captain flung himself upon the bed and fell into a fitful slumber, the coverlet draped over his face. On waking, Ragabol saw that the sunlight shafts had shifted across the window. It was late afternoon, merging toward eventide. Rising, he took a mouthful of his favourite grog, swilling it around his mouth, then spat it out sourly. It was silent outside with no sounds of activity. The sea rat captain went swiftly outside. Ringe was standing upright, propped against the gatepost, obviously sleeping. Ragabol dealt him a savage kick, knocking Ringe flat. He continued to kick the hapless sea rat, accentuating his words.
Ye scabby-eyed, useless bilge swab! Did I tell ye to go snoozing on duty? What's this door bold for, eh? You're supposed to be outside, watching for the others to come back. If and we was at sea now, I'd tie you to the anchor and sling your lazy carcass out of side.
Dragging Ringe upright by his ears, Bol knocked the gate bars up with his hook. He hauled the gates open, still shouting.
I'll learn you to disobey your captain's orders! I'll go!
The gate swung inward, revealing Rogin, pinned to the timbers by a huge single arrow, head slumped and foot paws dragging in the dust, dead as the proverbial doornail. Beyond the outside path and ditch, out on the flatlands, Lorna Bowstripe roared as he fitted a shaft to his bowstring.
Ragabol! Death is here! Hell gates await you, sea rat! You lay there!
Bol took one glance at the avenging giant and hurled himself at the abbey gates, slamming them and dropping the heavy baulks that served as locks. The wood shivered under the thud of the badger's massive arrow. Ragabol leaped back from the gates as if expecting the shaft to come right through.